Welcome to the Supercast. I'm your host, Superintendent Anthony Godfrey. Today we take our podcast to new heights, literally, by talking about the importance of education and learning with 6 foot 11 inch Utah Jazz legend Thurl Bailey. Then we'll head back to the studio to visit with a second grader named Lincoln, a middle school student named Cade, and a high school senior named Emily. We have a lot to learn from them, so I hope you'll stick around. But first, here's Thurl Bailey, who gave us a little taste of his musical talents.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
Here with Thurl Bailey, who just gave an inspiring speech to our administrative leadership conference. Between us, we have 12 years in the NBA, and it's been a great experience to be able to talk with Mr. Bailey here today. Thanks again for being with us.
My pleasure.
You talked about how people in your life had a big influence in your success. I was really impressed with that. Your message wasn't about you. It was about the influence of important people at key moments in your life. Can you tell us about the role your parents have played in your success?
Well, my parents obviously played a major role in me being the type of person I am today. And as a parent now, I understand the job of a parent is to be that influencer and teacher at home and disciplinarian. And growing up in D.C., a lot of kids didn't have that. They didn't have a mom and a dad that were, you know, that got together and parented jointly. So I was very fortunate, but they really laid the foundation for us as kids. Education was number one. I was threatened that I couldn't come home with C's or below by my parents. And you know, in your mind, you wonder why, because a lot of people will say, well, a C is a passing grade. And my mom made it clear that a C was average, and she didn't raise average kids. And so our job was to go in and do above average work, do the work, and ask the right questions to the right people. And so it was just a great foundation, especially in the environment I grew up in. And I just believe that everybody we come across are influencers and educators in one way or another, on the positive side and on the other side of it. So in the end, it really is about having information. It's about getting that education. And it's about understanding that people are there for you and to help you if you want it. Because we know a lot of people who will, they'll sit there and not ask a question and fail because they don't take it the next step further and ask the question. So my parents really gave us a really good beginning of how to communicate and just how to progress in your life.
I love the message from your mom about expectations, that she expected you to be working hard and to achieve, and she would accept nothing less, and expectations make a big difference.
Well, that's what was implanted early, and that's really a good point you're making, because if it's implanted early and the parents are reinforcing that, right, the kids have a certain expectation, and it's not just about their achievement. They want to do it for other people. They want to show their parents that they're working very hard, but until that's consistently planted in you in the beginning, a lot of kids don't have that for one reason or another. Maybe some of the reasons aren't their fault. But that's when you have other people like these educators and administrators that come into their lives and tell them, I see that potential in you. I know you can do it. And I'm here with you if you want to commit to it.
You know, it's really hard to hold the microphone up that high. It kind of wears on my arm a little bit. I can only imagine. Any last words of encouragement for our students that, you know, times are tough. There's a lot of anxiety out there. Kids are working hard. Social emotional wellness is something we really focus on. Any words of encouragement for kids out there that may be struggling or questioning their own worth?
Yeah, I would say you've got so much potential. One of the things that I try to encourage kids to do is to find what they're passionate about. Find something that they're passionate about, and don't ever, ever think that they can achieve it or should go through it alone. There are people that care. There are people that want to help in their development, in their success. I don't know anyone. I know you don't know anyone who's ever been successful on their own. And so they have all the tools and the help that they need, but sometimes it takes a little courage, right, to take that step and say, listen, I need help. This is what I want. I'm passionate about it. Can you help me get to the next level, or can you help me find someone who can help me with this? And I think that's one of the things that a lot of technology has taken out of a kid somewhat, is the ability to communicate and do that without it having to be through a phone.
Thank you so much. Great messages. And I've watched you for a long time as a player and a commentator, and I can't tell you what a thrill it's been. A very inspiring day to spend time with you. Thank you very much. Take care. Best to you. We're back in studio. Thanks again to Thurl Bailey for sharing his thoughts on education. Now we have superstars of our own who've been kind enough to join us.
I'm Gabe. I'm from Ocher Hills, and I'm going into eighth grade.
I'm Emily, and I'm going to be a senior at West Jordan High School this year.
I'm Lincoln, and I'm going in second grade.
Tell me about what you're looking forward to and what your plans are and hopes are for the coming year.
I'm looking forward to meeting a lot of new people and a lot of the new teachers that are transferring into the school. And I'm hoping just for it to be a great year and just have some pretty good teachers.
Yeah, that's great. I'm glad that you're looking forward to meeting new people. That's a big part of being in school. It's kind of a target-rich environment for making new friends and for being able to connect and have some fun. How about you, Emily? What are you looking forward to this year? Senior year, it's wrapping up.
Yeah, the big one. Yeah, I'm really excited for the classes that I'm taking. I'm, you know, through with all my required classes, so I'm doing like business law and sports marketing, just getting into some more specific classes that are going to be really interesting to do, so, or to take, yeah.
So do you know what you want to do
after
high school?
I'm interested in marketing, but hopefully the classes will give me a little bit of direction, because right now, I don't know.
Again, that's a great part of high school,
is yeah,
that you get to try some things that
yep,
maybe you won't be able to do down the line, that gives you a little bit of a chance to
yeah,
experiment and see what you like.
Yeah, I'm really excited for it.
That's great. Lincoln, what are you thinking about for this coming school year? What are you hoping for this year?
What do you mean?
What are you excited about going back to school?
I'm going to second grade.
So you're excited about moving on to second grade?
Mm-hmm.
By the end of first grade, were you kind of looking forward to second grade already?
Mm-hmm.
What do you like most about school?
I like the end of school.
You like what?
I like the end of school.
You like the end of school. Well, I think we all like the end of our day and when we feel the accomplishment of getting to the end of the year. Well, we'll come back again to you, Lincoln. Let's talk a little bit about, there's actually a book out there that you probably haven't read because it really wouldn't apply to you, but I think you may have some insights like the book has to offer. And that is, the book is What I Wish My Teacher Knew. So, I want to ask you that same question. Not any specific teacher of yours, But we've all been through school. All adults have been through school at one time or another. And so we all sometimes get the impression that we know what it's like and that we can remember what it's like and that we have it figured out. So can you tell me anything that you wish adults knew that they don't seem to know about what it's like to be in your shoes?
I feel like a lot of classes that I have assign just so many assignments and so many worksheets, and you're moving through these units really quickly, and there isn't enough, I don't know, I feel like there's too much emphasis on turning in your homework and getting a good grade on a test rather than actually understanding what you're doing. And so I wish that classes could move a little slower, and I know there's curriculum that you have to cover, but sometimes I think it could be a day or two extra, like, to fully learn things.
So sometimes it feels like maybe there's too much happening in too short a time.
Yeah.
Okay. How about you, Gabe?
I wish that teachers knew that, like, they need to, like, get more involved with students, because kids learn better when they're having fun. Like, I remember things when I was having fun back in elementary, and I remember those things more than I did when I was just sitting behind a desk looking at a paper.
So, yeah. When teachers are engaging, when they make things fun.
Right, and they involve their students.
Okay. So, you definitely can tell a class that's focused on students and that brings that out. Okay. Great. Lincoln, what are some of the things that you really like that your teachers have done in your class? What are some things you really liked about your first grade teacher?
I liked it. She started with L, like my name, and she reads books to us, and I like all of my friends in the class.
So you like your friends in the class, and her name started with L, like your name?
Mm-hmm. That's her name is Miss Lee.
Oh, Miss Lee. Lincoln and Lee. That's awesome. Can you remember any of your favorite books?
The book with no pictures that says silly birds.
The book with no pictures?
Yeah, it says silly birds.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you're always looking for opportunities to learn something new, why not join us for the next Jordan Parent University? Jordan Parent University is an opportunity for parents to better understand issues that impact their own students and education. It's an evening class designed to help parents with things like planning for the road beyond high school, better understanding students' social and emotional health and wellness, and knowing who to call when there are issues involving a school or a student. Jordan Parent University is free and open to the public. For a list of upcoming classes, times, and locations, go to jpu.jordandistrict.org. See you there.
Welcome back. We're here in studio with Gabe, Emily, and Lincoln talking about the coming school year and asking what their goals are for the school year to come. So I'm just going to ask each of them to talk about one goal that they have for the school year. Okay? So Gabe, why don't you tell us?
One goal I would like to see this school year is to have classes that are more in depth into certain subjects, such as like salesmanship and marketing.
Okay. So you want to get a little deeper into some of the subjects.
Exactly.
Okay. Salesmanship and marketing. Is that something that you're interested in maybe down the line?
Yes.
All right. Very good. What do you want to sell? Whatever's thrown your way.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever works.
Okay. Awesome. And Emily, tell me what's your goal for this year?
My goal for this year is to make more friends and be more outgoing than I have been the past 2 years.
It's a little bit hard sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah,
You have to be pretty deliberate about it.
Yeah.
And talk to any old person like me who graduated in the 1900s, and they will tell you that they wish they could go back and be more outgoing and be more friendly and make more connections.
Yeah.
But That's great. Great goals. What do you like to learn about Lincoln?
I do not know.
Do you have a favorite animal?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite animal?
A horse.
A horse. Ah, what do you like about horses? Oh, sorry. My horse just walked by. What do you like about horses? Do you ride horses?
I like when you ride them. I like their cute faces.
They're cute faces. Do you know what I say when I see a horse that seems sad? Say, why the long face?
I actually never had a horse before.
You haven't had a horse before? Would you like to have a horse someday?
My mom doesn't want a horse.
Your mom doesn't want a horse?
I kick.
Well, my mom didn't even want a dog, so... Lincoln, do you have a question for me?
What pet do you have?
Thank you for asking. I have a dog named Molly. Molly is a white dog. And if I say her name a particular way, she knows I just might give her a walk. And she knows how to sit right on the carpet in just the right spot and look at me and point her ears up just like, I'm ready to hear my name called for you to take me for a walk. So she understands that. She doesn't understand I've had a long day and I may not want to walk around the block a few times, but I always feel better after I do walk her. Do you have a pet? You have two pets? What are your two pets?
Four chickens.
And one dog. Four chickens and one dog.
Easter egg was the bunny. And he has colorful legs. My chicken is white, and her name is Dandelion.
Oh, Dandelion.
They're all girls, so.
Dandelion the white chick. That is a phrase I've never said before.
And when he grows up, he'll lay the most eggs for breakfast.
When he grows up, he'll lay the most eggs.
So I'm not going to tell you all of them about the eggs, because only the ones that lay cool eggs.
Some of them lay cooler eggs than others?
So Bunny lays colorful eggs, and my lays the most eggs. That's so cool.
You know, Lincoln, I might need you to name my next dog, because I named my dog Molly, and that's not halfway as exciting as the names you've given your chickens.
Actually, Molly's exciting. I wanted to name my chick Molly.
Well, I'm glad you like the name. I feel better about that. Now, Emily, you have two dogs also, don't you?
I do have two dogs.
Tell us about your two dogs.
They are Cavalier King Charles Spaniels. Ooh. And yeah, I know. and they act the part. They are have to be waited on hand and foot constantly. Barkley and Freckles. They're brothers.
Barkley and Freckles.
Yeah, Barkley, Big Bird's dog, and Freckles because he has freckles on his nose. And I love them.
That's awesome.
They're the best.
Yeah, that's fun. How big are they? How much do they weigh?
They're pretty little. They probably each weigh like 15 pounds, and they're full size. So
yeah, okay.
Yeah, good sized dog to have
about
in the house.
About Molly size, just about Molly size.
What kind of dog is Molly?
A West Highland Terrier.
Don't think I know what that is, but yeah.
Okay, Gabe, any pets?
I have a cat.
You have a cat. What's your cat's name?
Fiona.
Fiona. Very nice.
That sounds like a cat name.
What's Fiona like?
Interesting.
Yeah? A lot of personality?
That's not how I'd put it, but
sure. Zero personality.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fiona just lays around the house, or what?
She lays around and hunts, and that's pretty much it.
Oh, she lays around except when she's on the hunt.
Yeah, so she was an alley cat, and she came to our back door, and so we pretty much just adopted her from there. But ever since we got her, we've never had a rat problem.
I can imagine. Sounds like Fiona gives the impression of not being ready to pounce, but then comes out of nowhere. Yeah, you have to watch out for that.
Yeah, she's brought us some interesting stuff. She once brought us a snake to our back
door.
And was very proud of it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
She, sat there at the door and just started meowing until we came out to look at it, so.
Wow. And so did you applaud? How does one show appreciation? Do you scratch her and say, good kitty?
Oh, I'm terrified to pet her.
Oh, no.
If she's going to kill a snake, who knows what she can do.
Oh, yeah.
No, I gotcha. I'm with you. Okay, do you have another question, Gabe?
How do you decide the lunch schedules? Because at Ochre, we're getting an insane amount of new kids, and how are we going to decide the lunch schedules, and, like, how does that work?
The school works to set up the lunch schedule, and sometimes we have one, sometimes we have two. Every once in a while, we have to have three so that you are split in between the class with lunch, and you can actually get two tardies in the same class if you're tardy before lunch and after. But what we really try to do is boil it down to two lunches, and we have a requirement for the number of hours and days that we hold school, so we try to balance that out with the number of hours that we need to provide instruction and getting everyone through the lunch line. So your school will be working on figuring that out.
Awesome.
Emily.
So this is a little bit of a piggyback, I guess, off Gabe's question, just kind of in general. Do you ever make, like, create a policy for an individual school, or is it usually just directing, like, blanket policies over, like, the whole district?
Our policy manual started back in 1969, and it gets thicker every time something happens that is unique or that we're trying to help protect people from. Or and so sometimes something happens at an individual school, and we make a policy, but every policy applies to every school.
To every school, okay.
Now, we try to provide as much flexibility as we can, because just like Gabe pointed out, different schools have different needs. Mm-hmm. So we try to do things in a way so that there are policies that cover issues that relate to every school, but enough flexibility so that schools can do what they need to with their lunch schedule or with their bell schedule and meet the needs of their students.
Cool.
Lincoln, do you have another question for me?
What do you like to do on Saturdays?
What do I like to do on Saturdays? That's a great question. I like to avoid email if I can, but I really like to go to concerts and listen to music. I love live music, so I like to go to concerts, and I like to go out to breakfast with my family. I have two sons, and I like to go out to breakfast with my wife and two sons. Molly has to stay at home, though. She doesn't get to come with us for that.
Why?
But that's what I like to do on Saturdays.
Why isn't Molly doesn't get to come?
Because a lot of restaurants don't like dogs to come in. Some of them let dogs come in, but she likes to stay home. It's okay. She lays down in the sun. How about you? What do you like to do on Saturdays?
I like to stay home and hang out with my mom and dad.
That's a good way to spend a Saturday, for sure. Gabe, Emily, Lincoln, it's been a pleasure. Have a great school year. And if I can help you with anything along the way, let me know.
All right.
Thanks for taking
part
of your summer.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone out there. And join us next time for the Supercast. And remember, education is the most important thing you'll do today.